We begin with a very important rite of passage in our congregation, the bridging ceremony for those who are making a major transition from the years of high school to colleges and universities. And we now invite Austin and others from our crew team and our teaching staff, if they wish to join us, to please introduce this bridging ceremony. Austin?
Good morning. Today is such a day of celebration. We celebrate the transition of Hamid Babarji, Aurora Wilkins, and Will Fredericks into young adulthood. Will, would you like to join me up here now? Whether here in spirit or here in body, we celebrate these youth no longer. These youth grew up within this congregation. Many of you have watched them grow up in the midst of you through coming of age and our whole lives, Yule sing, Easter celebrations, and many Sunday afternoon YRUU meetings. Now is the moment that we look at our youth and we see that they are youth no longer. They are 18, ready to go out into the world and do good works. As a congregation, you have covenanted to nurture the children and youth in our liberal religious tradition. You have seen them and taught them in RE classes, listened to them play music on Sundays, and marveled as they led worship service so well. You've supported them as they have gone on service trips, too. You have given them solid roots in Unitarian Universalism. And now, gloriously, is the moment they have a chance to spread their wings and fly. Will Fredericks, today you are an adult. And we celebrate your past with us, this fleeting moment, and gaze toward what your future may be. We rejoice in all that you have learned and taught here at WUU, and hope that you know that you have a spiritual home here, and we are cheering you forward in your life's journey. Will Fredericks, will you covenant with us to return to your spiritual home, and in the meantime, to do good works and to spread your Unitarian Universalist wings?
Yes, I will.
In that case, I invite all the kids to come stand up on stage with me. Come on up. No, you stay here for right now. They're going to push you up. You're going to have to push him off the stage because he's not a kid anymore. And adults, I invite you. I love it. I invite you to form a sort of human bridge at the aisleway. If you would like to join, you don't even need directions. It's like you're pros. I love it. So guys, stand up. Will Frederick, we now invite you to travel through this human bridge away from childhood and towards adulthood. Everybody give him a pat on the back. Wish him luck. Good job, everybody.
A little bit of a transition here to something a bit different. Actually, it involves me to some extent because about 25 years ago, I was one of those trained in the predecessor to the OWL program. Our Whole Lives, a life-changing program for many UU congregations. For nearly half a century, UUs and the United Church of Christ have collaborated to develop a compelling series of curricula entitled Our Whole Lives, OWL, a multifaceted sexuality education program. The content is carefully designed for each of several age-appropriate groupings. For kindergarten, early elementary, later elementary, middle school, high schoolers, young adults, and adults. Some people may be surprised to learn that sexuality and its many complex aspects are being talked about openly in congregations. Well, there's many good reasons to adopt an informed approach to sex. After all, it's everywhere you look in our culture, videos, music, literature. We're awash in sexual content. How can our kids know what to believe, what's expected, how to respond wisely? Consider some of these responses. This is from another church that did not have the benefit of OWL classes. The kids were asked some questions about the Bible, which is loaded with sexuality, and these are some of the kids' responses. The first commandment was when Eve told Adam to eat the apple. The fifth commandment is to humor thy father and mother. The seventh commandment is thou shalt not admit adultery. The Jews were a proud people, and throughout their history, they had trouble with the unsympathetic genitals. Jesus was born because Mary had an immaculate contraption. When Mary heard that she was the mother of Jesus, she sang the Magna Carta. A Christian should have only one spouse. This is called monotony. See why we need OWL? Lot's wife was a pillar of salt by day and a ball of fire by night. Well, OWL offers alternative perspectives. Developed during the 1990s, it's actually a revision of a program called About Your Sexuality. It was taught to youth in our congregations during the 60s and 70s. Through AYS and now through OWL, UUs have been offering courses in human sexuality for nearly half a century. Sexuality is a subject worthy of respectful, informed, compassionate engagement. It should not be treated indifferently. It's important that kids, youth, and adults understand what it means to have a mutually respectful, mature relationship. In OWL classes, kids consider how to make responsible choices, how to resist peer pressure, how to express themselves more clearly. These skills are essential not only regarding sexuality, but in so many other challenges that they will encounter as they come of age. Today, we are proud to honor and recognize those of our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders who have completed several weeks, if not months, of work together. I'm now inviting Austin Peterson to the podium to introduce these kids, and if she wishes, their OWL teachers and other adults, and there will be some certificates of appreciation and recognition to our OWL class this year. Austin?
Thank you. Those jokes are a hard act to follow. I'd like to invite all the participants in this year's OWL class to the stage with me. It has been a true privilege to journey alongside these youth as they met every Sunday from 11 to 12:30 for about 4 months. This was a commitment from families, from the youth, from the teachers, and from our guest stars. This is a commitment from the community as well to provide comprehensive, scientifically based sexuality education. What is religious, though, about sexuality education? In liberal religious education, we seek to provide both roots and wings to our children and youth. We offer them roots in Unitarian Universalist religious tradition and values. We want our young people to be grounded in the knowledge that in our religious communities, they are accepted and loved for who they are right now. We want to give our youth wings, the freedom to make meaning of their own lives, the opportunity to clarify their own values and apply them to their own experiences, the strength to develop into their own true best selves. I'd like to ask each of the teachers and guest stars who were involved in the Our Whole Lives program this year to stand and be recognized by the community today. Offer sincere gratitude and appreciation for your hard work, your planning, and your commitment to this program. Thank you. We also want to recognize the family of the youth for making the commitment to be at Parker House every Sunday morning for months in a row. Thank you to the parents for driving, to each of the students for showing up with your questioning, compassionate selves, ready to learn and to share with each other. We honor you now, these students. Know that we celebrate this accomplishment as a community and renew our commitment to thought-provoking, compassionate, and hopefully fun religious education here at WUU. We support you. Carrie Caldwell. Kanan. Emma. Hi. Rebecca Dalton. Mr. Dylan Ryan. We honor you, we support you, and we celebrate this great accomplishment. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Beltane is celebrated in many different ways by many different communities. So rather than giving you a history lesson, I thought we might have fun and celebrate together this fine May Day right here, right now. It will include drumming. But I also want you to know that you have the opportunity between now and the moment that you leave the sanctuary to think of something that you need to let go of. We all have something. What is your thing? You have the moment now to take a moment and think of what is it that no longer serves you, that doesn't do you any favors in your life right now. What would you like to cast off? You may write this thing, whether it's an emotion or something that you would look to get rid of in your life. You may write this down on a slip of paper and burn it. Symbolically get rid of it. We want to thank as well Wayne Moyer for arranging for this sacred tree planting. What could be more May Day than a brand new tree sprouting from the earth with new life? And next year, if we're very lucky and have good sunshine, some blossoms, something to look forward to. So instead of processing, we have wonderful Jane here on the drums, who is willing to have us have a procession of circles of sorts. If you feel so moved and would like to dance, now's your chance. Take it away, Jane.